Hi everyone, I'm here with Phil from Computer Science E7 and going to be asking a few questions, I guess. So, hi Phil, welcome. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thank you. So, what did you do your final project on?
Subject in Motion. It was basically four themes. Subject in Motion in the daytime. At nighttime, there's also ephemeris art with line art. And one is abstract chaos, motion and chaos. So,
oh, interesting.
Abstract photos.
So, which of those four were your favorite or most interesting to photograph? Would you say?
I really like the nighttime photos because they were the funnest to do. The daytime were challenging because it's hard to have long exposures during the daytime.
Right.
And the abstract ones were fun because they're just nothing that you always have. It's just subject. It's just subjects that happen to appear on your camera that you like, and you know, patterns, and you feel that are nice. You wouldn't keep them otherwise.
Right. Oh, I see. So most of these are then long exposure shots to show motion mostly?
Yes. All of them are long exposures, and they all show sort of a trail of motion in time. So some of them have some parts that are focused, some that are not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. And so the nighttime shots, which one? What's the favorite of your nighttime,
difficult to say. There's one that's kind of awkward because it's a scene of in a public space, and there seems to be like a narrative right in it. It's not my favorite, but it's one, a very interesting one. It happened to shoot those subjects in that moment, and you can see it sort of in one instant, that narrative. So it's kind of fun.
Oh, great. So what did you think of Computer Science E7, if I can ask?
Really good. I thought I knew a lot about photography until I took this class, and now I know that I know more.
Great.
A lot of interesting subjects, all about digital that I didn't know, and all the details, and now I can speak to people about digital photography comfortably.
Are you using digital, or have you been using digital for a while, and now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I switched over from film, I would say about 9-10 years ago, but never really in seriously. Now I'm doing a little more serious photography.
Wow! So you've been using film you've been using digital for almost 10 years now.
Started with the early cameras. Two megapixel cameras,
right.
And then moving on from there.
Yeah, that's neat. Have you looked at your old photographs to see how?
Yeah, they're definitely
changed?
Very different.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm certainly glad that you were in the class, and thank you very much.
It was a great class. Lots of good topics. That
great.
You covered.
Well, thank you. All right, so here we are looking at Phil's final project. Some of the images that he took within those four categories displaying motion. So. Describe to us, Phil, how you were able to get so much motion blur in some of these daytime shots where there's obviously a lot of light.
Most of the daytime shots I took with a neutral density filter, a dark one, and basically long exposures, pushing the lowering the ISO and increasing the depth of field, so small aperture. And so I pushed the exposure to be the longest as possible.
Mm-hmm. And so I see some of these have some extra color in them. So are those streamers that you had?
Actually, they're just ribbons that are just flickering, and they feel like some electric streamer, but it's just a piece of ribbon, cloth ribbon.
That's neat. Well, it really adds a lot of color to these images. And also I see that you did a lot of light painting as well. What did you have to do to prepare, like to draw that lizard, for example, that I think I saw?
So those were, I asked some artists in different opportunities to do drawings on an imaginary canvas, and we use a flashlight, an LED flashlight, a red and a white light, basically bicycle lights, and just use that.
Oh, I see.
Long exposure. Some of these longer nighttime, I'm using a front sync flash, mm-hmm. So it freezes the motion, and then you have that little extended motion there. And
right.
These are the abstract photos.
Those are, yeah, no, these are neat. Yeah, did you have a lot of trial and error with the light painting ones, with the image of the cat, for example, and of the lizard, even though he was an artist and presumably can do these very well. Did he have to tweak what he was doing in order to get it just right every time, or what? Like, how much trial and error was there for those?
Well, there were several shots. Some of them are just spontaneous and was the first time. Actually, some of them, I should say, my wife is an artist, so she does it.
Okay.
And write freehand, and so that was no problem.
That's great.
But some of the other ones are other artists that did them quite fast, and other people would try to have. We had a whole bunch of people trying, and I in a party, I just asked for some people to do some art.
Oh, that's a good idea. Fun. Yeah, have a light painting party.
Right.
So, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Phil. This came out very well.
Thanks.
So,
it was a great time.
Thank
I had
you.
A lot of fun.